Side 10.
The president pushed a button, and the waiter appeared to remove their plates. Another brought chicken and pasta. "How's your health?" the president asked.
"About the same. I'll probably leave when you do."
This pleased them both, the prospect of the other leaving. For no apparent reason, the president then launched into a windy narrative about his vice president and what a wonderful job he would do in the Oval Office. He ignored his lunch and became very earnest in his opinions of what a fine human being and brilliant thinker and capable leader the man was. Teddy played with his chicken. "How do you see the race?" the president asked.
"I honestly don't care," Teddy said, lying again. "As I told you, I'm leaving Washington when you do, Mr. President. I'm retiring to my little farm where there's no television, no newspapers, nothing but a little fishing and a lot of rest. I'm tired, sir."
"Aaron Lake scares me," the president said. "You don't know the half of it," Teddy thought.
"Why?"
he asked, taking a bite. "Eat, and let him talk." "A single issue, nothing but defense. You give the Pentagon unlimited resources, and they'll waste enough to feed the Third World. And all this money worries me."
"It never worried you before." The last thing Teddy wanted was a long, useless conversation about politics. They were wasting time. The sooner he finished his business, the sooner he could return to the safety of Langley. "I'm here to ask a favor," he said slowly.
"Yes, I know. What can I do for you?"
The president was smiling and chewing, enjoying both the chicken and the rare moment of having the upper hand. "It's a little out of the ordinary. I'd like clemency for 3 federal prisoners."
The chewing and smiling stopped. Not out of shock, but out of confusion. Clemency was usually a simple matter unless it involved spies or terrorists or infamous politicians.
"Spies?" the president asked. "No, judges. One from California, one from Texas, one from Mississippi. They're serving their time together in a federal prison in Florida."
"Judges?"
"Yes, Mr. President."
"Do I know these people?"
"I doubt it. The one from California was once the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court out there. He got himself recalled, then had a little trouble with the IRS.
"I think I remember that."
"He was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 7 years. He served 2. The one from Texas was a trial judge, a Reagan appointee. He got drunk and killed a couple of hikers in Yellowstone."
"I do remember that, but vaguely."
"It was a couple of years ago. The one from Mississippi was a justice of the peace who got caught embezzling bingo profits."
"I must have missed that one." There was a long pause as they considered the questions. The president was bewildered and not certain where to start. Teddy wasn't sure what was coming, so they finished eating in silence. Neither wanted dessert. The request was an easy one, at least for the president. The felons were virtually unknown, as were their victims. Any fallout would be quick and painless, especially for a politician whose career was less than 7 months from being over. He'd been pressured to grant far more difficult pardons. The Russians always had a few spies they lobbied to get back. There were 2 Mexican businessmen locked away in Idaho for drug trafficking. And every time a treaty of some sort was on the table, their clemency became an issue. There was a Canadian Jew serving a life sentence for spying, and the Israelis were determined to get him out. 3 unknown judges? The president could sign his name 3 times, and the matter would be over. Teddy would owe him. It would be a simple matter. But that was no reason to make things easy for Teddy.